This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The full extent of the effects of tariffs on the ag economy is still unknown. We'll have more from Iowa State University right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
The impact of tariffs on consumers is well known. As we pay more to import certain products, consumers are having to compensate for that by paying more at the register. Things are not so clear when it comes to the effect that tariffs have on exports. We know that things are worse, but it's difficult to figure out just how much we're losing. Iowa State University economist Chad Hart said that makes things tricky.
What they looked at was specifically the tariffs we're already paying for. So looking at products we bring into the U.S., we're paying additional tariff on that. What we found is that if you compare April of 2024 to April of 2025, there's been about a $68 million increase in tariffs being paid by Iowa consumers as we bring product into Iowa. That's about a 300% jump year over year when you think about that. So we definitely are seeing costs already being built in the products that we bring in here to the state. One of the major challenges, though, is that we also export a lot of product outside the U.S., and that's a piece that's still missing when we think about the damages here, that we know what we're paying on what's coming in. We don't know fully what we're losing for the product that needs to leave.
This trade war has opened the door for a country like Brazil to swoop in and take some of the market share that the U.S. has with China.
It's a country like Brazil that truly benefits because they have the ability to, as you say, expand production. They already have a trade relationship with China, and they produce a lot of the same goods that we produce here in the U.S. So that makes them a ready market to sort of replace us within the Chinese system. And that is a major challenge here, is that right now this tariff fight between the U.S. and China is leading to higher costs for both, while Brazil gets to sit on the outside and benefit.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.